I think probably his biggest regret about the job is not seeing the children enough, or worrying he doesn't see the children as much as he would like. And that's something we talk about. But what we're trying to do a bit now they're older, particularly, is explain to them what he's doing and what I'm doing when we're both at work, so they get a sense of we're not away from them lightly, as it were. So they think he leads the red team. There's quite a lot of chats about what the red team's doing and who the red team's helping, and things like that. So I hope they're getting a sense that he's doing something worthwhile.
And presumably, if he's elected, that pressure's only going to get greater.
Do you know, I haven't thought about the future particularly. Probably like most women, being a working mother and having a husband who's Ed, I'm definitely on a kind of 48-hour timetable, so I haven't really thought about it.
It's not just his opponents who attack him. It's also, you know, the public and the opinion polls. They say some pretty, you know, rude things about him, and that must upset you.
Well, I've thought about this, and I think it's going to get worse. I think over the next couple of months it's going to get really vicious, really personal. But I'm totally up for this fight, and I've thought about the reason why, and the reason is because I think this goes way beyond Ed as an individual. I think it's about whether decencies and principle count for something in political life, wherever you are on the political spectrum. And so it's not just about Ed, but it's about every single politician who tries to do the right thing despite the personal attacks. And I think it's incredibly important that this country, political life in this country, stays open to decent, principled people. So, you know, if you ask me why I'm up for a fight, I'm fighting not only for Ed, but I'm fighting for a principle of decency in public life.
Do you ever discuss issues, and do you ever, you know, not advise your husband, but just give him your reaction to things?
I think it's more that we're married, so we talk about things that happen to crop up. And I remember one of the clearest examples, actually, that has stayed with me on that, is we were going to work one morning in a car, and the radio came on with the news. And the news had just broken about phone hacking and about how low some journalists had gone in pursuit of the news. And we just were totally shocked, that kind of immediate human reaction, and sickened, actually. And then we talked about it, and then quite quickly, for someone like Ed, it becomes a question of not just of that human reaction, but what am I going to do about this? And we just talked briefly. But it was back in 2011, and you didn't take on News International in 2011, so it felt pretty serious. And then I remember being on the tube on the way home, had a copy of the Evening Standard, and my eyes caught the headline, and it said something like, Miliband calls on News International to whatever, Murdoch to resign. And I remember thinking, you know, God, he's gone ahead and done that, and that felt pretty nervy, and I remember not being quite sure how it would all play out. But I thought, you've just shown, you know, you've got the guts to do things that people wouldn't expect.
You are an eloquent barrister. How do you feel in this more silent spouse role?
The only reason I first gave a speech to Labour Party members at Labour Party conference was because I was so worried that by about 3 years in, all they knew about me was a dress I wore to Ed's speech. And I thought, I really want to reassure people that I am, in fact, more than a dress. So that's why I started talking to people to say, look, I am here, I am more than a dress, this is who I am.